For many years, there was a wonderful fixture on the art calendar, and that was a print fair that was run by the BMA. And it's my pleasure to have in the studio one of the people who curated this for a number of years, Anne Schaefer, who is now Vice President and Content Programming Advisor for the Baltimore Fine Art Print Fair, which is now an entity all on its own and will have its first iteration the last month of April at the Baltimore Innovation Center in the Pigtown neighborhood. Anne, welcome. How wonderful to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did you actually manage to get it off the ground without being under the umbrella of someone like the BMA?
After I left the museum and the last print fair in 2017, I just have been wanting to bring it back somehow and have been looking for a partner to do that with. And finally, Brian Miller and Julie Funderburk and I got our ducks in a row and our heads together, and we're making it happen just out of the blue, like really out of the blue.
And it's extraordinary because my understanding is that it's the only all-contemporary print fair in the country.
Well, it is. Most print fairs have a little bit of Old Master, a little bit of maybe early 20th century American. You know, it's a mix. There was an all-contemporary fair in New York, but they have canceled it for this year, the Editions and Artists Book Fair. For a variety of reasons, I think they've had to cancel it. So we, in fact, this year are the only all-contemporary fair, which is super exciting.
And so pulling together a number of people from all over the country, tell me how on earth you know who to approach in the first place and who to include ultimately.
Yeah, you know, the printmaking community is a pretty tight family in the end. I was privileged to run the BMA's print fair in 2012. 2015 and 2017. And over those three fairs, we had a mix of vendors come through. And I started with them. And then I had to search farther because many of them were like, well, we're overextended. It's COVID. We don't know, you know, all of that. So it's kind of a mix this year. And I think it's going to be a great mix.
So a contemporary art fair that confines it to some extent. But what is the kind of range that visitors or collectors can expect?
When the fair was at the museum, my bar was pretty high. I wanted every exhibitor who came to have something in their booth that I wanted for the BMA's collection, which is very different from what I would buy for me, right? So this fair has a wider range, which is great. I think you'll find abstraction, you'll find representation, you'll find cool, hip, graffiti-esque, and you'll find some pretty traditional etchings as well. To me, there's something for everybody, of course, because I'm putting it together and that's, I like to look at it all myself. So yeah, there'll be quite a range.
In keeping with something that is going to be so visual, there's a gorgeous website and it's baltimoreprintfair.com. And I really do urge you to visit that. There's all information about sponsors, about venue, all that you'd want to know. Again, that's baltimoreprintfair.com. And it's been my great pleasure to speak to Vice President and Content and Programming Advisor Anne Schaefer. Thank you so much and well done for bringing this to us.
Thank you. It's been a thrill.